Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Lean Six Sigma became very popular in the 1990s, but in today's era of digital transformation, it seems to have been lost in the shuffle. And I want to talk about why it's time to bring back Lean Six Sigma for those of you that may have forgotten about it in your digital transformations. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And back in the 80s and 90s, and even into the 2000s, Lean Six Sigma was something that became very popular, especially with manufacturing organizations and organizations that were obsessed with quality and reducing cost and whatnot. And over the years, as we got more enamored by technology and big, complex digital transformations and emerging technologies, Lean Six Sigma became overshadowed by some of these technologies. And I want to talk today about why Lean Six Sigma is so important to transformation and why it's so important to consider Lean Six Sigma with your digital transformation. First of all, it helps to understand what exactly is Lean Six Sigma. Many of you watching may already be a Lean Six Sigma shop, maybe you're a Six Sigma black belt, but for many of you, you may have forgotten what it is, or maybe you've never heard of it. But Lean Six Sigma, in summary, is a way to reduce waste, to increase quality. It's an obsession with reducing defects, and it's focused on maximizing customer value and the value that's being generated for your customers within your normal day-to-day operations. So it's very focused on value stream mapping. It's very focused on measuring results and looking for ways to improve results. It's a way of diagnosing root cause analysis of what is holding back the organization from being more efficient or more effective. And the origins of Lean Six Sigma really trace back to the Japanese auto industry back in the 80s. And it was brought into the mainstream in America, at least, by General Electric and some other organizations like Motorola as well. And so that's really sort of the quick summary of how Lean Six Sigma became part of the business vernacular in today's day and age. So in summary, Lean Six Sigma is a way to improve operations and create a culture of continuous improvement over time.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, if you talk to a software vendor, whether it's an ERP software vendor or any sort of business technology provider, chances are pretty slim that they're going to be talking about Lean Six Sigma. Usually they lead with the technology and talk about all the great bells and whistles that their technology provides. The beauty of Lean Six Sigma, on the other hand, is it's very technology agnostic. It doesn't really matter what sort of technology you're deploying. It's more focused on your operations and how you improve your operations. And certainly technology can be an enabler of that. But the reason why losing sight of Lean Six Sigma or watering down Lean Six Sigma in your transformation journeys is such a mistake is because it results in organizations deferring to technology and letting technology drive the way the business is going to be run, rather than focusing on your operations and optimizing your operations and focusing on your customer and enhancing customer value, and then using that as a way to drive how technology is deployed within your organization. So it's a very subtle but important difference, and that's one aspect of Lean Six Sigma that can be very powerful in an effective digital transformation. Now, another example of how Lean Six Sigma can drive your technology and really allow the dog to wag the tail rather than the tail wagging the dog is that by focusing on value stream mapping and really optimizing your processes and defining what you want your processes to be in the future, that gives you a good set of criteria to evaluate potential technology options. It also gives you a good set of criteria to identify where the technology you might be deploying is deficient. No technology is perfect, and every technology you might deploy is going to have deficiencies or weaknesses that need to be addressed. So by having that clear vision through value stream mapping within a Lean Six Sigma framework, you're going to have a much better sense of which technology can best fit your organization, how you can best deploy that technology, and how you can plug the gaps or fill the voids left by any sort of technology that you might be deploying. Another important benefit of Lean Six Sigma is that it focuses on metrics. It's a very quantitative-driven framework that is almost obsessed with measuring what's happening throughout your operations. In fact, Six Sigma focuses so much on quantitative results and metrics that that's a lost art or science that can be deployed in any sort of transformation initiative. So these metrics can be used not only for your implementation and setting the goals for what you want to get out of your implementation, but also from the perspective of continuous improvement post-implementation as well. One of the more powerful tools of Lean Six Sigma is the whole concept of root cause analysis and diagnosing the root causes of why certain problems are happening within your operations. And again, this is an area that not enough organizations dive into when they're deploying new technology. They focus so much on just configuring the technology so it works from a technical perspective that they don't look at the operations to figure out what are the root causes of why we're having issues and how is it the technology can help enable some of those improvements that we're driving toward. It can be very beneficial to leverage some of the tools and methodologies from Six Sigma to improve the way that you're managing your overall digital transformation. And again, this goes not only for the implementation itself, but also post-implementation as well. One of the biggest challenges with digital transformations is that not enough organizations get the business value or the results that they expect out of their technology investments. The good news with Lean Six Sigma is that it is focused on continuous improvement. It's focused on getting value out of the technologies and processes and the people that you have. It's focused on maximizing value. It's focused on removing bottlenecks, reducing waste, reducing defects. All those sorts of things is what Lean Six Sigma is built to do. So once you've deployed a technology, to the extent that you haven't addressed a lot of these abilities or opportunities to improve your operations, Lean Six Sigma can provide the tool set and the framework to help optimize your benefits longer term. Now, obviously, in a perfect world, you would move that activity or that work stream forward so that as you're deploying new technology, you're doing so in a way that's optimizing benefits and getting business value from day one. But even organizations that do that rarely achieve most or all of the benefits that they expect. So it definitely is an ongoing journey. It's a journey of continuous improvement, and it's a way to ensure that you're getting the most business value out of your investments in technology. So the intent of this video is to provide you a quick overview of Lean Six Sigma and how Lean Six Sigma can help enable a more effective digital transformation. I also want to share with you our 2021 Digital Transformation Report, which I've included a link to below. It's a free download that I encourage you to check out. It's got a whole host of best practices for how to deploy new technology, how to manage your digital transformation, and even how to evaluate different sorts of technologies and provide some independent rankings of different software options out there in the marketplace. So I encourage you to check that out, as well as some of the other links and resources I've provided below. So I hope you found this information useful, and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.